We started off well as a team. We got the goal that we needed and we thought it'd let us kick on from there, really. We had a couple of chances first half as we were playing well, but we didn't really kill the game off and it's come back to bite us in the second half.
You must have been pleased with the goal. It was beautiful ball in from Nicky, wasn't it? Because it was a counter-attack and you sort of peeled away from the last defender and an inch-perfect cross.
It was, yeah. It was right on my head, to be fair. It's a great ball wide and then Nicky's put a fantastic ball in, which he's capable of. And then, luckily enough for me, it's come straight to my head and I've put it in the back of the net.
Bear in mind the bad luck you had in front of goal in the last game. When you saw the keeper at least get more than a hand to it, you must have, oh, not again.
Exactly, yeah. I didn't actually see sort of when I've headed it. I've seen him get a hand to it and then sort of fell on the floor and seen it trickle into the net. So, yeah, like you said, the last game was a little bit unfortunate for me, but I knew if I kept knocking on the door, then the goals would come. So hopefully now I can kick on and get a couple more.
It's a shame that the Cup interest is over for years. It's been a bit of a saga this particular round, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. It's been a bit of a nightmare with all the games getting abandoned, sort of replayed and then rescheduled for tonight, but we always wanted to get through the game. We had a game to look forward to against Birmingham, and then if we'd have won that, we'd have had Swansea coming down here, and then whoever knows what could have happened in them games. So we wanted to get through, get as far as I can. The FA Cup's a great competition to be in, so the lads are devastated in there, and we're just sort of gutted with our second half performance because that's not like us, really.
Yeah, I mean, certainly since the new manager came in, it's been some much better attacking displays. And what sort of effect has he had on your game?
Well, like I was saying to Bruce before, he wants us to get forward a lot more and create a lot more chances. So I know as a striker that there's going to be them balls in the box, we're going to create the chances. He's just got to keep pushing, really, and we will find the back of the net. And we have scored a lot of goals since he's been in, and I hope that can continue.
Yeah, it seems to be more of a willingness to actually cross the ball into the box rather than maybe try and pass your way through.
Yeah, there is, yeah. I think what we're looking to do now is sort of get it wide and, like you said, earliest opportunity, get the ball in the box, because end of the day, that's where you're going to score your goals. You can play as much pretty football as you want in the middle of the park and that's where you get the attacks going, but end of the day, I think the ball's in the box and getting into final third is where you're going to create your chances.
It was good to work with Guy Whitting, and he certainly knew where the goal was during his career.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Guy's come in and he does a lot of work with the forwards, so I'm hoping to learn off him, as we all are, and I'm sure we'll see it come out in the games.
And of course, some more competition up front for you, the arrival of Matt Tubbs. Obviously, you didn't play with him before, but you'll know of his pedigree and how popular he was here. So you're looking forward to linking up with him?
Yeah, everyone around the club sort of talks about him. A few of the lads still know him, and we know what he's capable of. We've seen it in training already, so hopefully he can come in and give us a bit of a lift, score some goals, and we can win a lot more games.